He said, everybody thinks that money is scarce, but really there's an abundance of money everywhere. You just have to look for it. That's pretty much what Andre just said to
They
you.
literally print it. They literally print it every
That's what
single
he
day.
said in the podcast, that they print so
Was in the
much
gym.
money,
I
there's
never
no
walked
question.
up to anybody and I was like, "Hey, how was your 10 pages, your workout, your cold shower, your diet?" I would ask them one question. I would always, everyone I saw in the gym all month, I would just be like, "Hey, how's your cold shower?" Because I know that the way you do one thing is the way that you're gonna do everything, guys. So in my mind, that was the first thing, right? The cold shower. So I knew that, hey, if I could get you guys to commit to that really hard thing, they call it eating the frog. Eat the frog first thing in the morning. Do that really annoying thing that like you don't want to do, but you know it's good for you. And you know if you do consistently every day, it's going to make a major impact for you. Do that thing every single morning. And that was my only goal. If you guys didn't do the other four steps, I didn't care. I swear that was the one thing because I know if you do that one thing, then you start doing the next one and the next one and the next one. Because if you feel better, if your energy levels are better, you look better, everything in your life is better, like why would you not do that all the time? So like let's think logically, right? Let's think about these types of things like, man, why wouldn't I want to be that healthy person? Why wouldn't I want more muscle? Why wouldn't I want less fat on my body? Why wouldn't I want more energy throughout the day? Why wouldn't I want more confidence? Those things are free. You don't have to pay for them. You don't have to be the richest person. All you have to do is like just take care of yourself and your body will take care of you. That's what this challenge was about. When you take the cold shower every morning, you start eating healthier. You're moving your body every single day. You're filling your brain up with positivity through the books that you're reading. You're doing these things every day. It increases your work capacity. So maybe the version of you in October and September and all summer, maybe that version of you thought that this past month was crazy, that this challenge was crazy. Maybe that version of you couldn't handle this challenge. But you are a different person now, and you look at this challenge almost as like child's play. Like, this is just my life, right? This is my lifestyle now. Of course, I'm gonna work out. Of course, I'm gonna hit my protein every day. It's normal. It's weird for me to not do that, right? It's weird for me to not wake up and want to get in the cold shower because I'm just gonna be low energy all morning. But why would I want to do that? So my goal is that like you guys did this for 30 days straight. You found that, hey, it's really not that difficult to live this type of lifestyle. That is your cue to keep going. And let me tell you, it gets easier and easier and easier. Me and Drake talk a lot. We're really close. Like he asked me before, he's like, man, how do you have so much discipline, dude, to like work out every day, do this outdoor cold tub, whatever. I'm like, Drake, that means nothing to me. That does not equal discipline to me at all. I don't consider myself a disciplined person because I like to work out every day. Why? Because I love to work out. There's nothing else I'd rather do. Discipline is you doing the things that you do not enjoy doing. And you know what? Sometimes we got to do that stuff. And like the reading, yeah, I don't want to do that all the time, but I know I gotta have that discipline right there. Eating healthy, I don't always want to do it. I gotta have that discipline. Working out is fun. All right. So for you guys, how do you stay accountable with this stuff? Create worth in the work. Find joy in the process. Have fun with your workouts. Stay a part of this community. Get active in this community and like be around people that also value the same things as you. Because if I just had to like work out at home all the time, I wouldn't enjoy it as much. I like going to the gym. I like seeing you guys over there. I like getting motivated by your guys' stories. So make your workouts fun all the time. Make sure you're enjoying where you're working out, who you're working out with, what type of workouts you're doing. You hopefully have found some sort of joy in the cold showers. Pranav, I know you've been talking about like people at the office noticing, and like for you, it's been an absolute game changer. And I'm sure you actually enjoy it now, right? Like you don't want to not do it.
Yeah, it's part of my lifestyle now. Like I can't think without it. I need it now.
And again, guys, if I could get you to even pick up one of these habits that you weren't doing before, it's a win. You don't have to do all five every single day for the rest of your life. But some of them, like the cold shower, it's just so easy. It's such an automatic thing you could just do in like 60 seconds in the morning. It's like, all right, why would I not do this? The workout, you just get so much benefit from it every day. Like you're going to be more energetic. You're going to get better results. You're going to be healthier, live longer, more confidence, all the stuff that you guys know. It's like, all right, why would I not just spend those 45 minutes? Some days you can't, but literally every single day, that should be your goal, to do all five of these things. And then if you miss, you miss. So people ask me all the time, how many workouts should I do? Especially when they're new to the gym. How many workouts do I have to do to get in shape? Tell them, all right, minimum 3 times a week. And that's where you have to kind of meet people in the middle in the beginning. But honestly, that's bullshit. I'm going to tell you why. What if something happens that one of those days, like something comes up? All right, now you're down to 2. What if one of those 2 days, you really just don't have the most energy because like you're not working out every day. You're not that person. Like you're low energy. You have like a half workout. Now you're left with like 1.5. It's really, you know, in the beginning, fine, but you guys are not beginners anymore. You should try to move your body every single day. Doesn't have to be balls to the wall, but literally move your body every single day. And you know what? If you have a crazy work day and you got stuff to do when you get home and you miss 1 or 2, you still ended up with 5. And it's way better than 1.5. So literally like make these things like automatic for you where you just make an effort to do them every single day. And then what do they say? Like shoot for the stars. You might hit the moon, right? Do your very, very, very best. And even if you fall a little bit short, you're still doing better than most. Definitely better than the September version of you, right? There's 2 types of people. There's people who are really good with balance and they can just walk that line their whole life. And, you know, they can go out and have a drink or they can have 2 chips and they can have a big bag of chips in their pantry and touch it once a week and just keep the portion small, right? They can open that big jar of nuts and just have a handful and put it away. Then there's people like me who is like all the way extreme or all the way not. And my friends always like, they make fun of me. They're like, dude, I've never seen anybody just flip a switch like you because they see me at my craziest and they see me at my most well-tamed. The one thing that not a lot of people know is that sometimes it takes a while to flip that switch. And I try to flip that switch for like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months. I'll be stuck. I'm like, man, I'm really off track right now. I keep telling myself I'm gonna flip the switch. And then eventually I get it flipped and I'm like coasting, right? They call it flow state. That's when you're like, all your vibes are totally positive and you're just in flow state. Like nothing can knock you off. Everything is clicking. Everything you touch turns to gold. But sometimes it's really hard to get there. So if you are that person who can kind of teeter the line and find balance, then you know, you just did something extreme. It's okay for you to tone it back and just find that balance for yourself. If you're that person, if you're somebody like me, then you're turned all the way up right now. Like I am turned all the way up. I feel better than I have felt in months. I mean that because I'm doing this challenge with you guys. Like I'm telling you, I was off track all summer. I'm all the way on track right now. This cold weather, nothing makes me more excited. So right now is time for me to, I'm locking in, right? I'm locking all the way in. I'm already locked in. I'm keeping my foot on the gas pedal. I'm like going even harder. I'm going to be even crazier all winter. That's my style because I'm an all or nothing type of person. Now, the one thing, if you are that type of person, there's going to come a time when you flip that switch back down and you just say, hey, I'm letting loose this weekend. I'm going to Cancun with my boys. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to eat all the food, have the drinks. If you are this type of person, it is so absolutely crucial that you have just a strict rule on yourself that Monday or whenever you get back, if like it has to be, all right, these 2 days, I'm going to cheat hard. And then this day, non-negotiable. So everything in our minds, guys, like when it comes to keeping our discipline, avoiding these vices, building the habits, if you notice anything that you want to do for yourself that you know is good for you, but like kind of it sucks to do sometimes, like all these things, there's a negotiation process that happens in your mind, right? It's like, all right, the cold shower. All right, I'll do it when I wake up. Okay, it's really cold right now. I'm going to just wait 30 minutes. 30 minutes goes by. All right, I'm going to do it right before I leave the house. And then it's like, oh, shit. You know, I got to be at work in 20. I'm not going to have time. All right, I'll do it at nighttime. And the same thing goes with your diets. The same thing goes with your workouts. I'm going to work out in the morning. Oh, shit, I missed it. I'll do it at night. Nighttime comes. Okay, I'm going to go extra hard tomorrow. Same thing all the time with the alcohol, with the food, with whatever. There's a negotiation process that goes on in your mind. And it is a million times harder to make the right choices when you have choices. Like you can't, when you have choices, you're choosing and it's easy to choose the easier route, right? But when you don't give yourself a choice, you call it a non-negotiable, then that's it. There's no negotiation process. Sorry, not having this conversation. We're proceeding. Think of how much time you save. Think of how much stress you save. Think of how much anxiety you save. Because every time you go through that negotiation process, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a little bit of anxiety when you choose the easy route. It's like, man, I know I should just wake up, do the shower, do the workout. That's when I'm at my best. I'm going to negotiate with myself a little bit. I'll do it later. You choose to go down that easier path, and then you have a little bit less confidence, a little bit less self-esteem, a little bit less like self-awareness, right? You're just kind of losing pieces of yourself when you take that easy route, and you're becoming less hard and less disciplined when you do that. So the best thing to do is give yourself zero options, literally make these things completely non-negotiable if you are an all or nothing person. If you're good at keeping the balance, God bless you. Sometimes I wish I was like that. But also, the all or nothing person is super, super dangerous, because when we're hot, we're just crazy hot and on fire. And like I said, that's kind of where I feel like I'm at personally with this challenge. I hope a lot of you guys feel the same. And the key is now to achieve flow state for as long as possible. You're going to have these massive expansion phases where everything in your life is going right. And then there's going to be these contraction phases in your life where like things are just not going right at all. Nothing is clicking. But the bigger the contraction phase, the harder you fall, guys, the bigger the expansion phase after that. I'm telling you, you're going to blow up after that if you can get your shit together and flip that switch. All right. How do you stay accountable with your workouts? Literally just continue to make an effort to work out every single day. School is something that we started with this challenge, guys. And I feel like it's one of the best things that I've done for the gym in a long time, because if you guys know me in the gym, not the most talkative guy, not the most emotional guy, but I do have a lot of thoughts and emotions, and I like sharing them with my clients. And I love even more when you guys share them with each other on that online community. So even though we're not going to have the daily check-ins anymore, I want you guys to still check in one way or another, you know, every day, every couple of days, doesn't matter, but make it impactful. You know, like those little messages where you share some of your wins, or maybe you share something that you're really struggling with that you just overcame. Or maybe you have a question. Like some of you guys, half you guys on this call have kids. You guys want to ask questions, how to balance your workouts and kids, or how do you guys manage cooking healthy for the family, but then the kids want macaroni and cheese at night? Am I the best guy to answer that question? Probably not. I could assure you I'm not, but you guys have all done it to the highest scale. So like you guys can help each other on there, and that's what that's there for. And if you guys stay active in there, I'll be happy to continue doing these calls. And you guys have any requests on things that you need help with, that's what that community is for. And the final thing, guys, that community is going to be for is for all of our future challenges and all of our event announcements. This next Chaos class is going to be this month, and we're going to do it in the back of the gym. And I'm praying to God that there's going to be a lot of snow. But if there isn't, I know it's still going to be cold. And we're going to challenge. This is going to be like a Viking style Valhalla workout. You guys don't know what that is? Probably not. I love Viking stuff. And I'm going to teach you how to like have that Viking mindset, that killer mindset at that workout. And then after, I'm going to do a bonfire for you guys so you can like warm up after your workout. And I'm going to have some s'mores. So you guys should definitely sign up for that. There's a sign up sheet at the front. That's what school is about, guys, doing like fun stuff like that. So we can share stuff online in our online community. And then anything in the gym, I'm going to just announce it in there as we go. And like I said, like I'll always do these calls as long as you guys, you know, appreciate it. And you're going to be active in the community and asking questions. Like, let me know what you want to talk about next, and I'll add value any way that I can. All right, guys, pretty much everything I want to share today. I do want to like open it up for questions, because I do feel like some people, you know, post challenge, they can have the right mindset, but maybe don't exactly know what to do nutrition wise or workout wise. So if you feel like you're in a little bit of a limbo right now, Drake, I know you had some questions. Anybody, like, go ahead and choose the reactions button at the bottom and just raise your hand, and I'll get to you guys in order. So for you, Drake, you do your 5 days at Troy City, like lifting weights, because you want to build muscle. The other 2 days, you want to find something fitness related that's going to keep you active, that you enjoy, that's like a hobby. So for me, I love the MMA stuff right now, but I also have other stuff. Like, you know, I like to jog once in a while. Like, I'll go rock climbing. Like, that's just, I live that healthy, like active lifestyle. And that's what I want for all you guys. When you think of like, oh, let's go do something fun, I don't want you to be like, yeah, let's go do something fun. Let's go get like shit ton of snacks at the movies and sit down. I want you to be like, yeah, let's go hike a mountain. All right. Like Diane, she goes to a different gym. Sometimes she does like Pure Bar, you know, she does yoga, Pilates. Arden, she dances. Yeah. That's how you stay healthy for life.
Something that I have been thinking about too is the abundance mindset thing that you told me. Mm-hmm. That I feel much different than I did before. Everything was super, you know, stressed out and limited, but I don't feel the same anymore because I've kept that in mind, like that I'm doing that to myself. But if you actually like don't have much of something, how can you feel abundant in that thing? I know this is unrelated.
Can you first tell everybody what I taught you? Like what does an abundance mindset mean to you?
Like you were talking about scarcity mindset. Like I can't think that I don't have a lot, or else I'm going to stay locked in that position.
Right. So Drake was, I was kind of trying to get him on this lifestyle. Right. And he's like, dude, I can't afford to like, just go get all this protein, you know? And I'm like, Drake, like, fuck that. Like, you can't think like that, dude. You can't, that is a scarcity mindset. I was like, you have that money. And if you don't, you have the ability to get more money. And I literally told him, I was like, if you told me, like, dude, I need money to go buy protein, do you not think I would give you an extra 3 hours of work? Like Drake works the front desk. You don't think I would give you extra 3 hours of work so you can go get some damn protein? I'll find something for you to do.
Like, what's weird too, I feel like I have more money than I did before.
Like, you do. You probably do.
I'm eating all this food. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You're probably not going out as much or eating out.
No, yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't eat out at all.
Yeah.
This many times where it just feels like, man, everybody's quitting the gym at the same time. Nobody's signing up at the gym. Like everybody's going to leave me. I'm just like,
it's that's called my business too.
Mindset. Anybody who has owned a business will experience that at some time. And if you don't own a business, it could be like, all right, maybe you're not married and you're like, oh my God, nobody's ever going to want me. And, you know, nothing goes my way, or like, sell houses and you're like, well, no, nothing is selling. It's the whole economy. The whole world is crashing right now. But then you start, one good thing happens to you, and then another good thing happens to you, and another good thing. And then it's like, oh, everything good is happening at once, right? We've all experienced this. Yep. So that's not so much coincidence and, you know, the world working, as it is just literally like your own mindset. People say that bad things happen in threes. The only reason people say that is because one bad thing happens, they start to get this negative scarcity mindset. I don't have enough. And then the second and the third and the fourth bad thing happens, and it keeps spiraling. They lead into each other. But it's like this challenge. I told you, one way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So my only goal was, let me get you guys to do this cold shower every single morning. And then good things happen in threes too. You do the cold shower, now you're more motivated to do the workout. Now you're more motivated to read the pages. Now you worked out, you're feeling so good. You're not going to eat bad. You're going to eat healthy, right? Now you have all this extra energy. You don't need as much sleep. You start waking up earlier. So literally everything in the challenges kind of spirals. So that is an abundance mindset. And when you guys have it, you need to protect it. Right now, it is a full-time job for me to prevent myself from fucking up. Literally. I told you, I'm all or nothing. It is a full-time job for me to remind myself that, hey, we're not negotiating. We're going to keep doing this stuff. It's a full-time job for me to like not dive off the deep end and start drinking every weekend again and eating bad and like not having the best workouts. But I will continue to do that job to my fullest, because this is when I'm at my best. This is when I have the most confidence. I'm the most proud of myself. And when I feel that way, like I'm truly at my best, that's when I can service you guys to the fullest. For real. Like, I'm not doing you guys justice if I'm not taking care of myself. And you guys, I know you know this. If you guys are on this call, your Troy City members, I know you guys know this, that when you take care of yourself, you're the best husband, wife, father, mother, sister, brother, friend, stranger to people that you just run into at the grocery store. I never talk to people when I'm not in a good mood, but when I'm like proud of myself and I'm doing all the right things, I just go to the grocery store and shoot the shits with someone for no reason. I'll just be that person. Like Arden, she's like that every single day.
Like that too.
Right? Yeah, me too.
But Drake did ask me, he's like, how do you, he asked me, how do you have that abundance mindset when you truly like have nothing? You have to now visualize, manifest, and make shit happen. You know, you have to, the most important thing that you can do in that scenario is take full accountability, full ownership for the reason why you don't have what you want. Whose fault is it that you don't have the money that you want? Whose fault is it, Drake?
No.
If you have that mindset, if you don't have the muscle that you want, whose fault is that? You know, if you don't have the lifestyle you want, whose fault is that? Everything you have to take ownership in, and in that comes complete freedom, because now you have the ability to change it, right? So that's literally all it is, whether it's fitness, whether it's your confidence, whether it's money things, whether it's career-wise, anything it is that you feel like, man, I don't have this. I can't have this abundance mindset. First, you have to take ownership of it. You got to be like, man, this is my fault. Like, well, am I truly doing everything I possibly can 150% to change this and get what I want? The answer for all of us is usually no. All right, I could be doing a little bit more. Same with me. And when you do that, then you have two choices. Either you can do what it takes to change it, or you got to stop being mad about it because, hey, you didn't do the thing. You know, don't beat yourself up about it, but you got to make the choice. Did that answer your question?
100%. Yeah, that was really good.
Hell yeah. Zaid, what's your question?
Well, before, you can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
So before my question, if you may, you know, I have a couple of comments.
Yeah.
So I haven't done the challenge you guys have probably went through. This is my second week in the fitness and I've never been into, you know, training, fitness, working out kind of, you know, But just want to say, second week, and I feel, you know, remember all the pain and muscles, and I have joint problem, I have back problem, I have all the type of problems. Mm-hmm. I would say probably 70-80% of these problems being like go away or solved. And it's the amazing part of about it, it was the answer to me, it was very simple. You know, and it's, you know, other than, you know, my problem was waking up, but is the energy in the morning, creating that early energy in the morning, it just changed the whole thing, the rest of the day. And when the rest of the day changed, the rest of the weekend, the rest of like the lifestyles just changed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all the pain I went through, it's almost going away, you know, so almost, you know, gone. So just some amazing when you mentioned about at least, you know, keep every day that we keep moving, working out, like every little bit of something, at least if we don't feel it, that is just going to change everything. That's one. And the other thing I want to comment quickly is that, because you mentioned about family, kids and all that stuff. Sometimes I used to not wake up and my kid, you know, like my wife wake up my kid and he come over to our bed and he see me that I'm sleeping. Okay. And I cannot be, I was thinking about it, I cannot be the hero or the example of my son. Now,
you know, I never saw Superman sleep once.
And was that?
I never saw Superman, Batman. I never seen him sleeping.
Yeah. So now I'm coming back, you know, I'm like, you know, you see me, I go there, you know, weekdays and I'm coming back like home 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah. And then I wake up my son and I showed him what I'm been doing at the gym because I take videos and I post it and I show him and he was impressed. Like, what's that? And like, who's that dad every day, you know? So I'm so blessed of like my life's changing and I'm just loving myself more. You guys mentioned about abundant, you know, I come from nothing. I don't feel there's nothing called nothing, you know, it just you and you have to believe in you and what you have. There's no nothing, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I loved what you said, by the way, about like, you don't believe that even when you had nothing, there's no such thing as nothing. Like, I think that answers all that shit that I said earlier for like 30 minutes. Literally what you said answers Drake's question.
Very good.
You know, literally, like, I don't care. How do you overcome a scarcity mindset when you truly have nothing? There's no such thing as nothing. You always have way more than you realize. It's called gratitude. You got to sit back, reflect, and be like, oh, man, actually, remember I did that to you. I was like, Drake, what are you talking about? When I met you, you had barely any job. Now you got like 3 jobs and you're doing your thing with school and you have a house to stay in right now. And you're like, oh, actually, it's not so bad.
He looks to me, he's very young. I don't know how
young, he's ambitious. And he's, you know, he told me the other day, remember, you were like, I feel like I should be so much farther ahead. Dude, I feel that same way. Everybody on this call feels that way. I literally made a podcast where I was like boasting about, you know, I'll never be satisfied. I always want more. And after I made that, I really like reflected on it. And I'm like, I don't know if that's like the best way, you know, it is and it isn't, you know, I'm always going to be that way. A lot of us are, but if you are going to be that way, you also have to have those moments of gratitude. Me 12 months ago, our gym was cut in half. You know, I sometimes stress about the business and I'm like, I got to look back, man, 12 months ago, the gym wasn't even expanded. Those cool lights, the black turf, none of that stuff was there.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have so much of what we have right now. Like, we're so blessed. And I know you guys, if you sit down and reflect, you guys all have things like that you can reflect on the past year that you have today that you didn't have back then. Because you guys are all on this call and you guys have been doing the right stuff for yourselves for the past few months. Zayd only for 2 weeks, but he's like killing it. So he's probably did in 2 weeks what most people do in 2 months.
Sometimes you need to slow down to accelerate. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now in my life stage. And guess what? I'm not spending more on the like business hours, but I'm doing more right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What did I say earlier? He's increasing his work capacity. Literally, like he's taking care of his body. He has less brain fog. He has more energy.
Yeah.
So even though he's not spending as much hours, like half-assing it, he's putting in less time, but accomplishing more because he is just becoming badass.
And actually, I'm spending the time that I'm cooking for my, you know, my like, you know, I cook it in the morning. I do that in the evening and all that stuff. So I'm actually spending more time preparation, but somehow I'm achieving more. I don't know how, but I think that's the magic, you know?
You guys all have the ability to do that, man. And I really did say, like I've said a million times on this call, a million times to you guys in the gym, the cold showers is a cheat code. It's going to decrease your brain fog. It's going to increase your dopamine levels by 200%, scientifically proven. And that is literally the thing that has you like speaking at your best. This is probably some of the best I've spoken to you guys on all of these calls, like all of the podcasts that I've listened to, all of the books that I've read, all of the things that I know in my mind to be true. They just eloquently came out of my mouth today in a conversational way because I took a freezing cold tub right before this.
Crazy.
I jumped in the ice bath and I sat in that thing for like 3 minutes right before this call because I wanted this to be a good one. And I feel my energy is like on top of the world. And all good vibes. What's your question, Diane?
Oh, I was just going to say, it wasn't really a question. It was like what you just said to Arden. Because I'm trying to get my finances in order and learn more about money. And the podcast I was listening to, he said, everybody thinks that money's scarce, but really there's an abundance of money everywhere. You just have to look for it. That's pretty much what Andre just said to you.
They literally print it.
Yeah.
They literally print it.
That's what he
said
in the podcast, that they print so much money. There's no
reason. Let me ask you guys this. Arden, you got some money?
I have some, yes.
Diane, you got some money?
Mm-hmm.
Connor, you got money? Pranav, you got money? Drake, you got money? Everybody has money. It's not that scarce.
Yeah.
It's
who on this call has a six pack like mine? That is scarce.
Right? That's
so
scarce.
Make yourselves as scarce and rare as possible. Forget the money. The money, you can always go get that. You are what you need. You know what I mean? Make yourself as valuable as possible. And it's not just about the physical too. It's also about what's in your mind, what's in your heart, how you treat people, the impact that you have on people. You know, I know, God forbid, if I go, I know that at least there's going to be 200 people at Troy City that miss me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Create impact like that.
That's bad.
What's your question?
I have a technical question, but I was also going to, it was a comment from earlier how I ran, like I was all kind of just cuddled up in a blanket a little while ago. And then halfway during this call, it was just so motivating. I'm like literally like on a, I'm on a walking pad right now. I'm like, oh, I have to like
forget myself. Get off your feet. That's dope.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have my steps done. I need to get on right now. So I just
was like, dope. Dude, find motivation any way you can. When I was younger, I used to have like these 3 or 4 YouTube videos of these guys I used to look up to. I used to watch those videos. I still watch those videos, like before every single workout. Today, I heard a song that like I really liked. It was hyping me up. I'm not joking. I've played that song probably about 35, 40 times today. On the way to the gym, while I'm doing my work, while I'm in my cold tub, I'm on the way to work, on the way home from work. I got to keep myself motivated. I'm an adrenaline
junkie. What song is it? You have to tell us.
My song is not your song. It's not going to do the same.
I like that song.
You guys got to find what
I play
motivates
it out to
you. You know? I'm totally different. You gotta find that stuff. Everybody is unique.